Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
For anyone who has tried to get a GP appointment at relatively short notice will know it's not easy, especially if you're not paying. My next guest provides a remote GP service at a monthly cost of only €25 with a fully qualified doctor and at relatively short notice. But will Irish people who love the social and face-to-face interaction with their medical professionals take to the new offering? Ian Cahill is the boss of G Wards Health and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us how G Wards, let me just, I should spell it because it sounds different. It's G E W A R D Z. How does it work?
Yeah, so anybody who is a member of G Wards can go onto our app. And literally, I think a post on LinkedIn recently, you could book a GP within 10 seconds on the app.
Right. They give you kind of slots, is that it?
Yeah. So we've got, at any given time, you'll see 24 available slots. It will be same day and usually within a couple of hours. And that's how you and I met at the Meath Network event last
And is
week.
This via video conference?
So you have a choice between a phone or video conference. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, people who've got health insurance will be familiar with the digital health services that take place. We're trying to fill the gap for those for whom health insurance is a stretch.
Yeah.
And creating this alternative solution in the healthcare
Because space. To visit a GP in many, certainly in the urban centres in this country, is around €70, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Now, we have a minimum 6-month subscription period, so people just don't come on and off. But at the end of the day, most people, it's a 5-minute conversation looking for a prescription.
Yeah. Which your doctors can provide.
Absolutely, yeah. So all our doctors are Irish medically registered, with the HSC and the IMC, the Irish Medical Council. And our members either get a sick note if they need it, they get a prescription emailed to the pharmacy of their choice, and also they get a referral letter, a consulting letter if they need to go for
That's interesting that your doctors can provide referrals to specialists and consultants as well.
Yes, yeah. Like, it behaves like an ordinary GP practice would. So for an awful lot of our members, so we predominantly were a B2B business, so it's employers who'll take us in to help with their employees. But for many, they don't have a GP practice. They move either county or they move country.
Mm-hmm.
And so that difficulty about getting into a GP practice is creating this hiatus in the marketplace.
It's a huge backlog, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, 78% of GP practices are closed.
To new members.
To new members, correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the more rural you get, the greater that gets exaggerated.
Yeah. So it's a monthly subscription. You lock in for at least 6 months. It's €25. Is that per family or per person?
That's per family.
Per family. And so you could, in theory, have, you know, the children being seen and then the adults being seen in the same week.
Yes, you could, yeah. And look, I mean, you know, the expectation of these things is that, you know, when people are sick, they need access to a GP. We see it. I mean, we're in operation now for 2.5 years. Mm. We have a little over 1,200 members subscribed at this stage. So we see the utilization that takes place. For me, the biggest thing is about the children.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why we added in the family element, particularly from a business point of view, is that it's not about you or I getting sick, because we'll suffer through. It's when a child gets sick is the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So in our own case, my 15-year-old daughter about 3 weeks ago woke up with an infected thumb on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And you know, that creates...
Good luck getting a GP then.
Precisely. So at 7:45, my wife said, look, if she doesn't get antibiotics by today, she'll be off school on Monday. So she was speaking to a GP on application by 9:30, and she had the antibiotics by 10:30. And she was in school on Monday morning.
Oh, superb. And what kind of companies sign up to G Wards?
Well, we're associated with the Small Firms Association. Right. So we're honoured that we are their healthcare provider for the Members Advantage Programme.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we're about supporting the SME community. You know, larger organisations tend to be able to afford things like health insurance.
Absolutely.
But for the SME community, we're trying to find a way for them to compete, to level the playing field, and to be able to recruit and reward very good people.
And how long are the time slots with the GP? Because for €25 a month, the time slots can't be, you know, an hour.
No, they're not. But like in 95% of the cases, we know why we're phoning a GP.
Right.
It's usually a prescription of some description, or you're looking for some kind of consultation. So on average, our times are about 13.7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't limit the slots. It doesn't work that way. But it's, you know, if you look under an ordinary GP practice, they have you in 15-minute slots. So it's kind of that similarity of thought process.
And what if you need a urine test or a blood test ordered?
So we don't do testing directly because we're a digital health service. Mm-hmm. We've done a deal with Randox Health. So we offer a 15% discount for our G-Wards members through Randox Health for mm-hmm. those who need to get into that service. And they've got, I think it's about 12 clinics around Dublin, Ireland now at this stage and more in the UK. So that's another way that we're trying to provide added value to our members.
Now, I said in the outset that Irish people are used to obviously the face-to-face interaction with their medical professionals. How are they taking to this option? And is it mostly Irish customers you have, or is it the new Irish customers that you have?
Yeah, so if we take that in two parts. First is, you know, COVID changed the way we interact with GPs. So digital services, anybody who's got a health insurance policy is a digital health service sitting there. So from that side of it, it's embraced, and the feedback we get is excellent. I mean, it really is. You know, we did a survey of all our clients there 10 days ago, and the feedback was very, very good. Mm. In terms of the demographic, it's probably about 70% Irish people, and then about 30% would be international. And we see that growing. We see that challenge around getting into the mainstream healthcare system. And so we've built it with expecting the fact that more and more of the international community will need a resource that's affordable and accessible.
Mm. Who provides who pays for the kind of the technology behind the video conferencing? Is that done by the GP?
So we did it differently. We looked at the marketplace when we put it together. And we work with the largest European digital health provider to provide that service. So we've built for scale.
Right.
So our process is we've built the application for the access, and then we have a partnership with the digital health service providers then to be able to deliver the GP service on the ground.
Mm, okay. And in terms of customers going forward, you could, in theory, have how many customers?
It's infinite.
I mean, infinite, okay.
You know,
but do you have enough doctors?
Yeah, well, I mean, the same people who service those service the VHI Digital Health Service. VHI got 1.2 million members. Mm. So we have the ability to be able to grow and be able to service a very large proportion of people.
Ah, so some of your GPs also work for the VHI, and they might have a practice.
Yeah, well, reverse that. It's the same provider that provides a service to us, we provide it to VHI. So it's kind of a service that's provided into third parties, including ourselves.
And are you competing with GPs or the health insurance providers?
No, we're not competing with health insurance. We're trying to service that squeeze middle, those for whom step outside the mainstream government supports around medical cards, but just don't step into the health insurance space. So for companies in the SME space, health insurance is just beyond the realms of budgets.
Yeah.
And then for individual families, you know, in the cost of living crisis that we have, where they also are stepping beyond that. And you know, with all the costs taking place and the rise in health insurance, there is a gap appearing in the marketplace.
Superb. Ian, best of luck with it. That's Ian Cowell, the boss of G-Wards, G-E-W-A-R-D-Z Health.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.